This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So now Democrats, led by Elizabeth Warren, are pushing for college student loan forgiveness, which really means that the taxpayers have to pay off the student loans of the graduates who took out the loans knowing they were loans. And this is the latest desperate handout effort by Democrats to try to win in 2020. They've just become, fairy tale land, freebie handouts for everyone. What can we just give people for free? And of course, the plan is insane and it's unfair. That's the biggest part of it. I mean, number one, what about those of us who had student loans and paid them off? I had student loans. I paid them off. It took me several years after graduating from college to earn the money and pay off the loans. But I did it. So I actually kept my side of the contract. I actually did the right thing. I did the ethical thing. I borrowed money to go to college. And then at the time, because when I went to college in the 90s, it wasn't a libtard festival of indoctrination and brainwashing for snowflakes and crybullies. So I actually learned something in college. And then I took my skills, went into the job market. This is when I actually lived in Taiwan and I started a technical writing company or consultancy and helped the tech companies, their software and hardware companies, do documentation and manuals and brochures and marketing text. And I did that all on my own, and I earned enough money in, maybe it was 2 years to pay off all my student debt. So am I going to be punished now for that? Does this mean I have to now help other students pay off their loans because they don't want to pay them off? They want the government to take money from the producers of society and then hand that money out to not even really the students or the graduates, but the overpriced colleges. I mean, look at the economics of this. If students who take out loans don't have to pay them back, then where is there any free market price pressure on colleges? If college education is going to be free, i.e. paid by the government, which is what Elizabeth Warren is promising, then colleges will just quadruple all their tuition, right? Big money-making scam. Because the government's going to pay them directly. And then colleges will just try to recruit every person possible, whether or not someone is qualified to go to college or even has the academic potential to succeed in college. You're going to see colleges all across the country just recruiting every person possible. It'll be like daycare for libtards. And then the government we'll just pay these universities and colleges huge sums of money because there's no free market pressure anymore since the students don't have to pay for it. It's, quote, free. So then the government will have to tax more and more productive Americans, confiscating more money from more people to hand money to the universities running a giant racket. This is how Big Pharma operates today. Big Pharma sets any price they want. Insane prices on prescription drugs and EpiPens and everything else, because the patients aren't price shopping, because the patients aren't paying the bill. It's paid for by Medicare or Obamacare or a company insurance plan. This is the whole problem with healthcare. It's called a third-party payer system, where the person receiving the benefits or the services or products, that person is not even in the loop on the economic decisions. It's a third party paying the bills, which means prices just skyrocket because there's nobody saying, whoa, that costs too much. You're using other people's money to pay for things. And in this case, other people's money being taxpayer money. So Elizabeth Warren is going to cause universities to drop all their standards, to churn out uneducated morons, which is, of course, already happening in liberal states like California. And to confiscate money from productive taxpayers and transfer that money into the pockets of corrupt, racketeering university staffers and bureaucrats and administrators. That's all this is. It's a giant racket, which is exactly what Democrats always run. This is what they do. Democrats are economically illiterate. They do not understand free market principles. They don't understand the benefits of why it's important for people to shop around and to be fiscally responsible for their own debt. I mean, what's next? If somebody loses money in the stock market one day, is Elizabeth Warren going to say, well, the government should bail them out? They didn't deserve to lose money, right? How about home loans? Should the government forgive all home loans too? Someone buys a home, takes out a loan, signs on the dotted line, agrees to pay back the loan, and then Elizabeth Warren or some other Democrat says, well, we could get more voters if we would just say nobody ever has to pay back their home loans ever again. Let's just have the government pay for that, meaning the government's going to take the money from you. And why stop at home loans? Why not car loans? Oh, everybody who owes money on a car? Yeah, that's going to be forgiven by the Democrats. And why stop there? Why not home improvement loans and vacation loans? And why not just give out free money to everybody and say nobody ever has to work again? Which, of course, brings up the whole question, why does anybody need an education if you don't have to work, if the Democrats are going to give you everything, right? Right? I mean, what's the point? Why even have universities? Why does anybody have to learn anything if the Democrats are going to be your mommy and your daddy? Big government is going to give you your food stamps and your housing subsidies and pay for your college education and give you an Obama phone. Why should anybody ever have to work a real job or learn a real skill or learn anything at all if the Democrats are going to be your mommy and your daddy? And this is what Democrats want. And this is what people like Elizabeth Warren are pushing. They treat their own voters like little ignorant children, because that's the way Democrats look at all people. They see you as a little ignorant child to be controlled by them, to have your decisions made by them. And even when you take out a loan to get an education, they're going to come along and say, well, we're going to protect you from the evil loan banks that are making you pay those loans back. We're going to protect you by covering the loan for you. Not realizing the economic turmoil that they would be unleashing by doing that, of course. Not going to be pretty. So this is what Democrats are, is economically illiterate, you know, incredibly stupid people, but evil on top of it. And if you vote for any Democrat ever again in your life, you are voting for evil. You are voting for government theft from the productive members of society, and you are actually contributing to the rise of college-educated idiocy in this country, because the kids that colleges are pumping out now are just indoctrinated libtard morons. They don't know anything other than how to be a victim. That's it. They don't learn any skills. I mean, Ocasio-Cortez has a degree in economics, I think, a master's degree, and she can't even do basic math. And she says the world's going to end in 12 years, by the way. So, you know, the countdown has begun. I guess it's a little under 12 years at this point, since she made that announcement a couple of months ago. Yeah, fascinating. Stay informed. Keep reading my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And in 2020, vote for Trump. It's very, very clear. That's the only way to save us from the invasion of the libtards, which is what Democrats would bring us. Vote for Trump in 2020. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body but it's made from plants. It's lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.